WJTL, we are messengers. God be the glory. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 80. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows dipping down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, a bit cooler, chance of some morning showers, a high 73. Over the weekend, cloudy skies on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 83. Sunday looking similar with a high of 85. Right now in Lancaster, 72 degrees. In Harrisburg, 74.
Today, our very special guest from Moms in Prayer International, Sue Forey and Lynn Herr, are here. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And I understand that Moms in Prayer is also celebrating 40 years.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, they are. With a big celebration coming up.
That's amazing. So, wow. So, Sue, tell us all about Moms in Prayer for those who don't know.
So Moms in Prayer International impacts children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray, no matter the age or the school environment. And our vision is that every school in the world would be covered in prayer. I looked it up. There are 14% of the schools in Pennsylvania are covered in prayer by a Moms in Prayer group. So we are looking for more women to stand in the gap for their children and pray for children in schools. It doesn't matter if it's homeschool, public school, private school. Doesn't matter the age. You're never too young or too old to start praying for children. We are for all women. And to get involved, all you have to do is visit the website momsinprayer.org. Or you can text the word groups to 51555.
Yeah, and that's how you could find out if there's a Moms of Prayer near you.
Absolutely.
Now, do you ever have somebody say, there's not one near me, can I start one? Does that happen?
You know, Fred, I am in the process right now. We're starting up our groups with Back to School. I have women who are looking to start groups. They're looking to connect with other women. And I'm here to train them. We're here to help them. We'll give you all the tools and all the resources that you need to start a group if there is not a group already praying for your school.
So it's really a mentoring group.
Absolutely.
As well as a prayer group.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You're learning from those who have gone before you.
Absolutely. I've been mentored through Moms in Prayer, and I've learned how to shift from being fear-driven to prayer-driven.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lynn Herr is with us. Lynn's the area coordinator for Southwest Lancaster County. Lynn, how long have you been involved in Moms in Prayer?
I started when my son was going into first grade back in 2010.
Okay.
So it's been a good while.
It's been a good long while. You have a great story to share with us how God has worked through Moms in Prayer.
Yeah. Sue was sharing about the great connections of sisterhood with other moms. And there's this one mom that was involved for a good while when her children were in elementary and going through school and in the high school as well, but then her schedule changed and she wasn't able to come to our group anymore. But she knew where we were. She knew how to connect us. Her daughter, her oldest, was in high school and she had some illness. Mm-hmm. And not only that, she didn't have good friends at school and her heart was heavy for her daughter. So she reached out and let us know. So our group, we prayed for her. Even though she wasn't able to come to our group regularly, we prayed. And then some time went by, and I was at the second semester back to school night, and I saw this mom. And so I asked, how's it going? And her eyes filled with tears. She was so thankful for how God worked in her daughter's life. Wow. Her daughter was healed from the illness. And with the second semester, she had a new group of friends that were really great for her daughter.
Wow.
So then when our Moms of Prayer went back to meet together, we had a lot to thank God for.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys meet for about an hour once a week.
Yes. Yeah. One hour once a week with a focused time of prayer. We start on time. We end on time. It's important for us to
Well, because people have to keep going.
Exactly. Yeah.
Moms are
yes.
very busy. They have busy schedules.
Yes, they are.
And you meet in homes or schools or not schools, but churches.
Correct. We do not meet in public schools. Now, if it's private school, that's a little bit different.
Sure.
But yes, we normally meet in homes or in churches.
Yeah. What has it meant to you, Sue, all these years being apart?
Oh, it's just given me a lifeline. The connections with other women's moms who have gone before me and mentored me, just that friendship, that community that I can have with other women who stand in the gap, not only to pray for their child, but also to pray for my child has just meant more to me than I could probably even put into words.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you both for being with us today. If you want to find out about Moms of Prayer, momsinprayer.org, or you could text groups to 51555. Ladies, have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I picked an appropriate song. It's new from Crowder. This is Somebody Prayed, WJTL.